Fat Stone had five peach stones. And we see who could chunk it up, you know, and pick up, you know. Chunk up. I see these kids got them now, but they're made different. They're made out of metal. A little ball go along with them.
Uh-huh.
I knew you saw them.
That was called Jackstone
yeah.
Marble, they call it now.
No, yeah.
Yeah.
We take threw that up, you know, with peach to them. And pick up and land them. If you miss, and you're out the game. Then we'd wrestle. See who could throw the and so on. So that's about the biggest game we had to play with. Shooting marbles. Marble pigs. All such as that.
Yeah.
We didn't have a game like... Well, we did have a rag ball. Take us a lot of rags, you know, and probably put a brick in it. Make it a little harder, you know. See who could three or four get out there and play ball. But we never had no. It looked like I liked it better now, and it's better now to me. I long and then, and I see my kid act.
Any games you played at nighttime, or?
Hey, you hide. You play hide, you wouldn't find it.
You beat him back to the...
Like the steps here, or somewhere. You have a car, like the car, out there. Get a brick or get a something, and I beat him back to the place, you know. We hide all around, you know, and if you could beat him back to it, you know. That was fun. I was running and playing.
Yeah.
Plenty of fun in it. We play out there at 11 or 12 o'clock like that.
What about the sort of things, it's getting kind of hot. You want to turn that air conditioner back on? I know you're getting hot.
I ain't worried about it. I had to get out there in the hot sun anyway.
You do?
Yeah. I ought to be working some this evening. I got some things to do this evening. Did have. But I couldn't get that practice tied it. I watched the bulls and clean up from down on the other place, his first place right out of town. But he said he'd go to Monroe. He said he about going to Monroe. My boss.
No.
He told me he had to go to Monroe.
Yeah.
I wanted to send by him, but he claimed he wasn't going to the place I wanted to go. Get a piece for my lawnmower.
Yeah.
But he said he was going to a different place. He wasn't going to Howard Griffin.
Yeah. Did you have a place, what sort of things, utensils did you use in the kitchen?
Yeah, like a skillet back there, no, an iron skillet, just a few iron skillet, well it helped. That's my mama's iron skillet from me and my grandmother.
Uh-huh.
And it burnt, and burnt dead, didn't burn up. I reckon that hope it. So we'd have, here's a dish pan, what do you call them, these things? Kind of granite-like. If you hit it, there's some of them now, right? It's granite wear on them. If you hit it or something other, it peel off or do something like that, you know? We had it, and it had iron pots, iron skillets. Tin plates to eat out of.
What'd you eat with?
Them there, what you got. Sometimes you had a spoon. If you lost your spoon, you'd out. Didn't have a whole lot of them like we got now. So you just had to eat with your hands.
What, did you have something that you keep to put scraps in to take to the hall?
Yeah, bucket. Take a bucket, put scraps in there, make a bucket or slop. They went to go in. Get out there and slop the hall.
Yeah.
Mama cook cake, put them in this thing, put them in the safe, and I'd leave it in the and tell me about the Santa Claus was coming and all.
What about something that you would put, something that you would put flowers in? Did your grandmama have flowers?
Yeah. A pot. She could make that.
Would she ever go out in the garden and get some flowers?
Yeah, a lot of times. She picked flowers. You know, you... Back then, I don't see them like I do now. They're called butter.